It's on, the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. Buy two select laundry appliances and get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop all things Maytag, including the new stackable Pet Pro laundry system that removes pet hair from clothes. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.
With a leash.
Yeah. Because I want to have her wear it and then take the leash and just kind of pull it. I'm hard.
And then you guys are just going to Topgolf after?
Quasimodo ass hoe, bitch. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you too, sir.
Do you want to be my Valentine?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, Jack told us that the fucking Gen Zers now they have to ask each other, even if they're dating.
What do you mean?
They have to ask each other to be their Valentine? Like, if we were dating for 3 years.
We could be. I'm wearing Michael Ballstein socks today. I'm wearing Goofy socks. Hey. In-N-Out. Somebody brought me those at the Vegas show. Thank you. I'm wearing In-N-Out socks.
Dude, those are sick.
What are your socks? Pop-Tarts?
Pop-Tarts.
What's your Pop-Tart?
The cinnamon one?
Good answer.
Yeah.
How do you feel about people who get the one without the frosting?
Kill them. No, for real. I think there's certain
call the day.
Yeah, I think there's some things that people do that they should be shot. Like No, in an aggressive way. I was going to pull it back, but if you choose.
I mean, it's like cracking a fresh bag of Skittles and goes, where's those yellow ones at?
Yeah, shot.
Glock guns.
Like, they should just get this. And then they come in and they're wearing a full like Spanish uniform.
What, another one, a trench coat. I'm sorry, but what do you need that for?
Can't.
The rain?
Can't.
The rain?
It doesn't help.
Call an umbrella. Yeah, we know it's under there. You're cock.
Yeah, you're either selling watches in Central Park or you're selling cock to kids.
Okay, what do you think? You ever think there's been a flasher who's been misunderstood?
What do you mean? Like, please elaborate.
like he meant he had watches on the inside, but he forgot to wear boxers that day.
Oh, shit.
And pants. And he's like, who wants a Rolex? And his cock's out.
He goes, why is everyone running?
What, you guys don't have the time? And then he just gets gatted.
Oh, man, yeah. But
man.
What's another thing that people should be shot for if they choose? If you go to a place and order, what's that?
If you go to In-N-Out and get hot chocolate in the summer, or in general.
If you get anything hot during the summer, gatted. Oh, I'll have a hot coffee, shot.
But why is that in the winter? Iced coffee, I'm still there.
Me too.
Still there.
You know what pisses me off though? When I'm in the cold holding the coffee. Yeah. When it's freezing.
My little God nimble hands are getting cold.
Freezing. I've thrown coffee in the trash. I actually did it this weekend.
What do you mean?
It was too cold. First of all, Phoenix.
It was too cold?
What's happening?
It was freezing.
Cold.
Dude, Vegas was like 38 degrees. No. I was playing golf I was miserable.
Golf?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I didn't know you played.
What?
Not the game as a whole.
Yeah, dude,
game as a whole.
I played in the fucking Sports Illustrated tournament.
Huh?
Golf.
Sports Illustrated.
Tits.
Where are they?
Wait, Sports Illustrated, all people care about is the swimsuit edition, right? Is anybody getting this? Be like, man, where's Terrell Owens?
Do people get subscriptions?
No.
To our podcast for sure. But what I'm saying,
mail is sad. Stop sending me stuff.
Yeah.
I'm in trouble with the post office.
You are?
Yeah, they're threatening to stop sending me mail.
They're 98 years old. You're threatening your own life right now.
You know what's funny is I have, so my new place, I don't need a key. Like it's all like, I have an app on my phone, right? So I don't have keys. The only thing I have in my pocket is the fob for my car. So I don't carry keys, but I need a key to unlock my mailbox in my apartment. But I get such low mail that I go a month without opening it.
Yeah.
And guess what? There's nothing ever in there.
Well, I do, and it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, we are contractors. We're fixing up roofs. Shut the fuck up.
Hey, here's a catalog. A catalog? God. What year is it? Yes, sir.
Trev, was Brittany Mahomes and Patrick Mahomes at the golf thing because it was Sports Illustrated?
They were not. Well, you know who was there? It was the guy. There was
his wife was just on the cover.
Who?
Brittany Mahomes.
Was she? Can I see the photo?
Yeah.
Respectfully.
They fucking matched me with all the other internet kids on the influencers. So we were like, because you had to pay to play. We didn't. They were just like, hey, go fuck around and do this. But there was some football players. The guy from the Raiders, Jack dude, Ginger man, Max Eddie. Nobody? Somebody? Answer.
I don't know football players.
Well,
yeah, wow.
Anyways, okay. I had a whole week in Vegas. You were in Phoenix?
I was in Phoenix.
Waste Management, golfing. Were any people at your shows coming from Waste Management? Because all the videos I saw, people were wasted at Waste Management. People were hammered.
Yeah, I would assume so, but everyone was really, really, really nice at the shows. So probably, but no one was outlandish at the shows talking about golf and shit during my set.
Mm-hmm.
The shows are fucking crazy. Everyone's love great. Phoenix so much. Arizona's the crowds awesome. Don't give a shit. They all have guns and it's great.
Yeah.
Bang, bang, bang. Hello.
It's great.
No applause break. Just people shooting guns in the air.
Oh, that is an applause break.
You're right.
That would be cool. After be a joke landed.
Awesome. I would just love it. Yo, are there handguns out of machine guns? Or like there's automatic? Automatic
in like
guns?
COD, like there's
Uzi,
like
right?
Uzis are, yeah.
Little Uzi Vert.
That's why his name is that. Because really? he was small and he could rap fast.
That once makes so much sense.
Yeah, but once you find out somebody's like a rap name, doesn't it make you like, ugh.
Yeah, I hate it. You know what I hate is when I have a meaning to a song, like what that song means to me, and then they tell me what their meaning is. Bitch, no one asked you.
Did you ever...
Now I have to fucking feel the way you felt?
You ever,
does that make sense? Am I crazy?
No, 100%.
Yeah, I don't like it.
This
don't
isn't a
me.
Great take, but you ever find an artist you really like, and then you find out he's just insanely ugly?
Keep going.
But like, you're like, oh, this song is so good. And then you like tap on their like profile, see other songs, and you're like, oh, God, I thought you were a hot guy.
You know what's crazy to me? Is when I see that and I go, bruh, do you know how talented you gotta be? You got a face of a shopkeep worker and you fucking made it? That's crazy. Mm-hmm. What's my man?
Post Malone.
No.
I think Post Malone's hot. What's, the internet's gonna kill me. The red hair guy.
Ed Sheeran. Do you not know anybody? You didn't know Taylor Swift? You didn't know Ed Sheeran?
I'm not doing this on purpose. I'm not trying to like disintegrate their fucking whatever.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I just can't. Yeah, I can't conjure the name of them. Whatever. Him, so good.
Very talented.
So
prime example. Very talented. Very talented. And a lot of people do find it very hot.
Well, if he worked at Best Buy, it would be different.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's mid-tier at Geek Squad for sure.
Yeah, but talent carries you so far.
Yeah, but a good voice? Like,
holy
dude,
fuck,
I bet
I
if he was on dating
sing.
Apps, he wouldn't have any photos. It would just be like the voice memos. Because baby, you're sad, sad, I don't know.
No, it's so good. It's so
singing
good.
Is so cool.
It's so cool. Dude, that's all my TikTok is now. It's all golf and people like singing a cappella. Like
are old.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure. No, I'll tell you why. Can I tell you why? Because anytime you look at one girl for 3 seconds on the fucking app, it's just that.
What do you mean?
It's just you look at one girl that's like jiggling tits.
They have that?
Sir.
Where?
Do you know what I mean?
No.
And then your whole goddamn thing is that. Well, it's 10 a.m.
Oh, no,
leave
I agree.
Alone.
I agree.
Yeah.
So your explore page is like that too?
Nope. My explore page is a nightmare. Yeah. That's the only time I do a little browsing.
Oh.
Hey. You know what I mean?
No. What do you mean?
Every time I see that, I go... Go to work.
Yeah.
Like when they're like, fuck it, and they're doing the lip syncing to something.
That is
You're
their
right.
Work.
You're right. And they're making so much more money than anyone they can talk about.
It's all marketing towards a certain link.
What's the link?
It rhymes with OnlyFans.
Bony cans?
Trademark it. Next to hose water.
What'd you guys think of the halftime performance?
I thought Usher killed it.
So
I
good.
Really did.
Yeah.
Can I say this?
Uh-oh.
Didn't see it.
What?
Whoa.
What?
I didn't see it.
Where were you?
I don't, football, I don't like it.
Did you not watch the Super Bowl at all?
I watched the last quarter.
What were you doing instead?
You know what I was literally doing? I was working out.
Okay.
Yeah, I was working out. I got back from the road. I was tired as fuck.
Yeah.
And then.
Tonal or gym?
Tonal. But like when
it's like a 4-hour game, man.
Well, I was traveling for the beginning of it.
Oh.
And then once I started working out, I was like, well, do I listen to a podcast or I watch like the most famous thing in the whole entire world right now? And I was like, oh, okay, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
So I started watching the fourth quarter. Such a good game.
It was great.
I know the first, I missed all the boring shit. The fourth quarter was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the overtime was out, actually.
Yeah, Usher did a great job. He did not miss a fucking beat.
Dude, he's been practicing in goddamn Vegas for 14 years.
Yeah.
Can I see some of this? I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Dude, he's rollerblading at one point.
He's
rollerblading? Was sick.
Rollerblading.
Yeah. He had Alicia Keys with
him. He had like
them.
Three. Alicia Keys was all up on him. And everyone's
that was
like, you're
thing,
mad.
Right?
Yeah.
Because
Swiss Beatz is like, that's my wife. Also, like, what? She's going to come home fucking fired up and ready. Like, you don't think you could rock a world like that? And Swiss Beatz is like, hey.
Yeah, but she's going to smell like Usher.
Not a bad
what
smell.
What do you think Usher smells like?
Candles.
Yep. Like really high level candles. Mm-hmm. I think you ever like have someone walk past you that's like hyper rich and you're like, bro, what is that scent? Like, I can't even fathom to know where to get that scent from. It smells like vanilla and like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's almost like you can like taste Strippers. Their smell.
Yeah, vanilla is a great scent.
Fuck.
Yeah, he really did kill it. There was not a beat missed. Yeah, for as many things that could have gone wrong, he really did a great job.
Yeah, and we'll just kind of jump around because this is the whole thing.
I just haven't seen.
Somebody told me you have to pay for your own Super Bowl.
So my understanding is that Apple pays the NFL $500 million for the rights for the halftime show and Usher doesn't get any of it.
What?
Okay, I'll pause it real quick.
Okay, first of all,
Apple gave them $500 million
because it's a partnership with the Super Bowl and Apple Music.
What the fuck? But it's Usher's music. Apple Music didn't do shit.
Yeah.
I hate apps like that. They're just like, "Hey, we're just going to hold your music and then make money from you."
Yeah.
Why?
I'm just confused about what they gave CBS.
$500 million? No, the NFL. CBS is probably also paying.
There's
the NFL.
Too much
the
money
NFL,
involved.
Like, everyone pays the NFL work? For everything.
Oh, yeah, you're crazy. I am insane. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. All the commercials this year were mid as hell. And then we'll get back to them Valentine's Day because we're getting horny up in this bitch.
So this
I Amazon Prime to butt plug. Three of them.
What are we even doing? We're watching Usher?
Why do you think we're watching? That's foreplay.
Fucking rollerblading. And you ordered three butt plugs?
Three. Heart shaped, bedazzled, and lube. And vibrating underwear. I'm going to have a night.
Whoa. By yourself?
Yeah.
So this is his first set, right? Just like the football stadium, whatever. Casino workers. Cool. And then out comes Alicia Keys, looking beautiful.
Whoa. Dude, he's dancing. He's got the gloves on.
Oh, can I hear it for a red piano?
All right, enough. Copyright.
Feeling up Alicia Keys right there. He's
hold on. He's going to touch her?
I mean, he did. Look at that.
No. Oh.
What are you going to say? Stop. What are you going to say? What are you going to say? No, She's Alicia Keys.
No, pause it. Please,
she got
please,
the keys
please,
to the house.
Sir. You can, no. No.
Oh, what are you supposed to fucking air do it?
He did it. He did air do it.
Nah, he was on the ass. Janet Jackson had a titty out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But everyone was like, whoa, wardrobe malfunction. All right.
That's so cool. Apparently there was like 125 million people watching the Super Bowl.
That's too many people.
Absolutely insane. So now here we got rollerblading.
What if he just fell?
But like, think about the amount of errors that could have happened. This camera guy, not one slip up.
I know. I was thinking about the camera guy a lot for this. They fucking camera team crushed it here.
But this is all like not one take, but it felt like it. Like it was all so good.
Yeah.
He's dancing with rollerblades on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or
bro.
With what are they called? Roller skates.
Yeah. Sonic, step your shit up.
Will I am.
Put your dun-
Will
Everybody
I
thought
am.
That was Kanye. It did. It looks like Kanye.
Yeah, I can see it. And Kanye
Sonic,
would wear a mask.
Put your employees back on rollerblades. Wait, if Usher can do it at the halftime show, your 16-year-old fentanyl dealer can do it too. Number one on trending. Wow, good for him. Usher. Apple Music, pay him. So what is it? It's just a giant flex?
I think so. And again, number one on trending. Like probably Usher's monthly fucking listeners on Spotify are about to shoot up, you know?
That's true.
About to. Dude, I mean, 125 million people watched him roller skate. That was Usher on ice.
That was good.
Thanks, man. Goddamn. Blow. Comedy. I'm doing stand-up comedy. I'll tell you where. February, Ontario sold out. Minneapolis sold out. Love you guys. February 29th, Milwaukee, there's a few tickets left. March 1st to the 2nd, Chicago. I think there's a few tickets left on that. March 8th, New York City. Tickets are starting to pick up. I love you guys. March 9th, we sold the first Atlanta show out, so the second one is available. March 10th in Charleston, there's a few tickets left. March 15th to the 16th, I think two out of the four shows in Cleveland are sold up, so go get tickets before you cannot. And guys, many, many more dates on my calendar. On blowcomedy.com. That is blowcomedy.com. Mr. Wallace.
Trevor Wallace Comedy. I am doing comedy in San Francisco May 17th through May 19th. Tickets are moving. Salt Lake City, Utah, May 30th through June 1st. Miami, Florida, Mr. 305, June 21st through June 23rd. Sacramento, the 916, baby, June 28th through June 30th. Portland, Oregon, July 25th through the 27th, Lexington, Kentucky, August 15th through the 17th, Nashville, Tennessee, August 29th through August 31st, Tempe, Arizona. Michael was just there scorching it up. I'm trying to scorch it up too. September 13th through the 15th, and then Tampa, Florida, September 20th through September 22nd. TrevorWallaceComedy.com. We'll see you there. The new hour is looking sharp.
Goddamn.
They say that when they do the math, he earned $52.5 million in exposure.
How fuck do they no. do
That's
that?
That's bullshit. That's like every comedy club when you first start out in LA, are like, oh, you do it for free. You get paid exposure.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
There's three people here and they're asleep. What exposure am I doing?
Exposure is hilarious because you're just like, hey, people will look at you. We're not going to pay you, but they might.
It's so
some
weird.
Of the crowd might.
It's so weird that some MIT person like invented the way to do the calculations on exposure. What?
Dude, is anybody going to fact check that? Hey, man, 52 million. Okay.
That's what I feel about all science.
If I was him, I would just had a yes. I would have had a QR code on my chest and be like, okay, I'm not getting paid by Apple Music, but okay.
Venmo me.
Literally, Venmo.
Give me one Venmo.
Venmo.
Oh, you know what I've been doing with that? People like who put their Venmo, Cash App, whatever in their bio. People do that? Yeah. I request them money and hopefully they
fuck up.
They fuck up and send me money.
Do you do that personal?
It hasn't worked yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to be a good side hustle for me. I take all the OnlyFans girls and just send them requests. And maybe one time they'll slip up.
Okay. That is like
sad.
Ice
it's
fishing.
Sad. It's what it is. It's fucking
ice
sad.
Fishing in the desert. It's not going to work. You are throwing bait in there. I mean, it's a totally different like tab, I believe. Uh-oh. Requests. Payments.
It also just comes up and it says pay.
What do you like? Hey, for that taxi ride last night, $8,000.
No, I go like, wow, you're so beautiful, and then press request.
Yeah, but my man, they have to press pay. A button that says pay. When you get money, you just get money.
Yeah,
it just goes in your thing,
and it'll say you don't. This person isn't in your contacts list.
What's
Are you sure you
digits?
Want to pay him money?
Listen, the sad part is it will eventually work. Yeah. And he's going to get like an $8,000 check. The IRS is going to come after him. He's going to go missing. And then we get free Philly cheesesteaks for a year.
Last thing on Usher. So the reason that he's doing it is he is doing a tour called Usher Past, Present, and Future, which this becomes such a good ad for because you're like, holy shit, look at all this. And they do say that they track this. And in 2020, Shakira's Spotify streams went up 230%.
Wow.
2018, Justin Timberlake's.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great play. It just seems fucked to not pay him a little bit.
She had 1,200%?
500%.
I think Rihanna last year had to pay out of her own pocket for production and everything. Like,
that's crazy.
That, like, and I don't know. I'm just a man on a podcast. I don't know a lot of things, but give him something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how like in a commercial, they'll give you like a day of shooting fee or whatever, and then you get residuals?
Mm-hmm.
That's what this should be. You should get something on like a shoot day or whatever, and then you should get like the residuals of blah, blah, blah. But to give them nothing?
I mean, his tour is about to fucking bag out. Because I'm going to be honest, I love Usher and I grew up on him. But if I saw he was coming to town, I don't know if I'd be sold on it. But now seeing that, I'd be like, oh, this is a snippet of what his show's going to be. Yep. I would absolutely go.
Yeah, my man at Rollerblades. Dude, did I tell you I saw Usher in the play Chicago on Broadway?
No.
Fucking unbelievable.
Really?
Unbelievable. He put like such a cool like Usher spin on the character.
Yeah, that's an underrated side play when you just do a play.
Yeah.
Motherfucker's just in a play.
It's so cool because sounds so stupid because it's so obvious, but he's so close to you. It's like a theater of like 1,000 people. Like he's like right the fuck there.
Usher.
Oh, like the Usher.
He was actually paid $1,000 a day, union minimum artists.
So. Great, yeah. I'm sure that's his Triscuit budget.
Yeah.
What are you even fucking talking about? He's like literally $1,000 for his toothpicks. Remember when toothpicks were big and people had like metal, like diamond out toothpicks?
Metal toothpicks? Sir. With diamonds?
Yes, diamond out. I think
nails?
I think Diddy had one.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Like
they have caffeine toothpicks. I want those. I just want to have 10 of them in my mouth like a scarecrow instead of coffee.
Do scarecrows work? Hey! Are birds that stupid?
Yeah.
They're not even real.
Well, imagine going back to the bird colony. You're like, hey, do not go down there, dog.
The bird colony?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, like the birdhouse?
Bird nest. Where do birds go at night? Trees?
I guess trees. Do they go to sleep?
Birds' house are too small.
Yeah, well, they got to squish in there. Do they live in there? Do they have their baby? Dude, this is a real question. Do birds go to sleep? And when do they sleep? At night?
I think night. Like, dude, they like just sleep vertical. They like just, they post up.
They don't, but they don't fall out of the tree.
I don't know.
If they have a bad dream?
That's great.
Do animals have bad? No, they definitely do. Because my fucking Gigi has bad dreams.
They shake their legs.
Rah, rah, rah. She's getting a ball in her dream. It's so cute.
Yeah,
she runs. She runs.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Rah, rah, rah. It's so cute. They literally run.
That's awesome.
Sleepy birds are low key very cute. Look at these sleepy birds.
Oh,
don't they tuck in?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They get all big and fluffy, and then they kind of tuck in.
Dude, they're wearing a fucking Helix mattress. That's so cute.
Valentine's Day. Speaking Las Vegas. What do you want to hear about first? Vegas, Valentine's Day?
Oh, let me guess. Butt plugs.
Dude, I don't know. I haven't used it yet, but Amazon primed it.
Hold on.
Overnighted it.
And you, okay, hold on. For you, like your ass.
No.
Oh.
A woman.
A woman's butt.
Yes.
How many did you get?
Three.
Three's
company, baby.
It was a variety pack.
It was a variety pack, and there are different sizes.
Yeah. You did. Well, here's the thing.
I had like 10,000 reviews.
I will say,
America's
though,
horny.
Trying to pick a butt plug that you feel like would fit in there, that's a risky proposition. Because what if you pick one that's too big? You're like, that'll fit.
Well, that's why I got the variety pack.
I love it.
One through three, because one, small, but it was like a diamond star stud.
Yep.
I don't know. Like, so what do you just look at it down there?
Buddy, that's why I got a tail one.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that on Patreon last week.
Oh, yeah.
You got a what one?
My girl and I, we ordered a tail one.
Last week on Patreon.
That is so many reviews.
Look at
but,
it.
But oof. How does that work? Like,
when you kind of just move it out of the way and like hold it in your hand. Fuck.
Hey, turn my dick on.
Turn it on. That's weird.
Nope. You ever want to fuck a raccoon?
Never.
Well,
I want to shoot a raccoon. Wait, what do you, wait, go up.
I'm trying to find the
top right. There she is.
Oh, you got the heart ones?
Yeah. Where? Valentine's Day.
Hold on, top right.
I'm going to get a Pentagon one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
There it is. It's not that one, but it looks like that one. And they all have individual bags. Bro, I was about to bring it to Vegas, and I was like, I can't fly with that. Did the tail one come in the mail yet?
Yeah.
Have you tried it yet?
No. I can't fucking wait.
What are you waiting for?
We're going to go away this weekend, and I'm going to, yeah.
Are you driving or flying?
Well, I'm gonna put the tail in.
Answer,
she's gonna fly.
Answer. Wait, really?
No.
Are you flying?
It was a joke.
Are you flying?
I was gonna put the tail in her ass, and then she was gonna fly because it's an animal.
She's a chipmunk.
You got it.
Well, no, but not all animals fly.
Nah. Well, in this bit,
sugar they glider. Where are you going this weekend?
Santa Barbara.
Oh, you're driving.
Yeah.
Okay. I was gonna say, if you fly with it, it's hilarious.
We don't have to check it. No. But yeah, I'm going to try it then. I'm actually very excited. But anyways, Valentine's Day. So have you?
I got that lube and vibrating panties.
Hold on. The whole thing shake? Or is there a vibrator on the
cooter
part?
So it's the cooter part. And then there's a little slip on the inside. You put a little buzz.
Yeah.
And you control it with clicker or an app.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah, top right. Something like that. But I don't know if it's that. And they're waterproof. Hey.
Okay, hold on. So it goes in.
Yep.
And then you can vibrate. Okay, here's the thing. I remember the first time we talked about this.
It was a jury duty.
I was so out, but I'm in. I like this.
Why would you not be in? Because you're in control. It's hot.
I know, dude, but
and she's ordering a frappuccino, and she's like, yeah, can I do a venti?
I want it to be at a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You can do it anywhere.
I'll have the octopussy.
Yeah.
Okay. It's crazy. This side of Amazon is always so surprising to me. Like, this is on
what?
Amazon.
How do our fucking clips get flagged and this doesn't get taken out immediately?
Whoa.
This woman is projectile semening on something.
Wait. So hold on. You can add this to your penis, add more girth.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's a girth sleeve.
Dude, it's like those things you put in your shoes and make you 2 inches taller.
Yeah.
Dude, this is fucking amazing. Hold on. So you can add... Oh, the one to the right, dude? I'm going to try this thing.
Do you think
that
this would feel good on a woman?
I would like to give it a try.
Yeah. Well, the illustration is insane.
Here's the problem, though. I don't want to do this and then it work like incredible and then I'm just locked into this.
Yeah, I guess.
Know what I mean? No, because then, you know what I mean? You like go away.
Yeah, but you don't, not every meal you have, not every meal you have is steak. Sometimes you have a top ramen. So this is the steak dinner.
Yeah, but then you realize how bad top ramen is.
Yeah.
If you had steak and then top ramen.
Exactly. You don't think a vibrator's not doing that every night when you leave?
That's true.
Bye, honey. Have fun at home.
I mean, 100%.
Oh my God, I can't even walk.
Not for me. Y'all be hitting cervixes. I be hitting cervixes.
Where is it?
It's inside. I be hitting cervixes. I don't know if it's her cervix is placed in appropriate distance for me, but sometimes I'll be in, ow, like that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You hit the
cervix.
Really?
Yep.
What are you guys doing for Santa Barbara? For this Valentine's Day excursion? What are you planning? Are you guys doing like a massage? Are you guys doing a beach walk?
Literally all of it. You're such a sweet guy. You really are.
Hell yeah.
You're a romantic guy. I think that's underrated.
I am.
I don't think, thank you. I don't think we give you enough love on that. You're a very romantic guy.
Thank you.
I mean, it's so funny. You just bought 19 butt plugs, but besides that.
But that's the end of it. It's like, there's two sides to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause you want the romance and the roses and all that. And then you want to be like, fucking, what am I going to talk about on the podcast?
Facts. So yeah, we're going to do all that. We're going to do like a beach walk, massages. We got reservations at two, like really nice restaurants. We're going to the driving range.
Stop.
Okay, I'll stop. Not on the actual day, in the weekend. She's in a golf. She plays. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not like a whole babe. Well,
it's so funny because it's all like, oh, yeah, you're right, it's romance. Ah, four irons.
No, she played her whole life.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, I had my golf clubs. I didn't tell you this. I fucking popped both of my tires. Or popped one of them and the other one got fucked up.
Why would you do
that? I was pissed. I was driving down goddamn Laurel Canyon and hit the biggest pothole of my life because stupid ass rain.
That road is fucked.
Yaga. Oh, I mean, literally, a mile and a half on a flat ass. You ever driven on a flat tire?
Yeah, I got a flat tire on the same fucking road.
Fuck that road.
They just don't fix it.
They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't give a fuck.
I think it's just because the richest people live in those hills and they're always flying out. They're like, they don't care.
I think that should be the opposite, right?
Yeah.
It's so annoying, but yeah, then I had to fucking spend $1 billion on stupid ass tires. Are so dumb. So I had to get my car in, but I took the golf clubs out of it, and so my golf club was sitting in the living room, and I was kind of like talking to my girl and kind of fucking around with the golf club, and she's like, "Oh, let me swing." Hottest thing I've ever seen in my life. You think popping booty on a fucking pole's hot? You ever watch your girlfriend swing a golf club? Good, rock hard. No one's on board?
No, I am. I didn't know if you were done telling the story yet.
That was it. I mean, one thing led to another. 18 holes.
Which
sex.
One? Wow. So you watch a swinging club and you're like, let me in there.
Yes. Yeah. I only need one hole. Fuck 18. Pussy.
It was just how you present. No, I think it's hot and that's great. That's cool because you have a joint thing you can talk about and do. But it was just so funny. You're like beach walk, massage, reservations, Top Golf. And listen, Top Golf is going to be packed on Valentine's Day.
It will be.
I don't know. I don't know what women want for Valentine's Day. Flowers, a card. Card is big.
Card's huge.
But I think my penmanship takes the sexiness out of it.
Oh, is it not good?
No.
Oh.
I look like I'm trying to carve with a Bic pen.
Oh, shit.
It's not good.
What happened? Maybe you're supposed to be left-handed.
I don't know. I think there's a lot of things wrong with me.
Did you ever learn calligraphy?
No.
Or cursive, I mean, sorry?
Cursive, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Didn't everybody?
Nope.
You didn't learn?
No, I did. But I'm just saying, it's a cutoff. Now there's no cursive.
They stopped.
They stopped?
Yeah, dude, they got AI robots sucking teachers' dicks. You think they got time?
What was the point of cursive? English? To write back to the 1800s?
Calligraphy is so. I mean,
cursive is dumb too.
Cursive is stupid. You
little
do
fucking loop-de-loops.
You do like write so much faster though. You literally don't have to take your fucking pen off the thing.
They stopped cursive.
Yeah, cursive.
Who's
is
they? The government.
The government. Yeah.
No, it is the government. I like write. My normal writing kind of just looks like cursive because I just get like if I'm writing there, the E, the R, and the E. They're bundled up. You guys are sharing one word.
You know, because I actually have pretty good handwriting. You know I don't know how to spell the word when my handwriting is really bad.
Yeah.
Because you're like, what is that? You're like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Whatever the right way to spell restaurant is, that's. Spell restaurant.
R-E-S-T-A-U-A-R-A-N-T. Was there an extra A?
I think you got it. But it's like an A somewhere.
Restaurant.
Restaurant. It's so dumb. Golf
Wait,
club.
Spell it.
No, dude, it's a nightmare. Okay.
What's that Patrice bit? It's so fucking funny.
Oh, it's so funny. R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T?
Yeah.
Fuck you!
That's how I spelled it.
Oh, really?
It's A-U-A or A-U-R?
A-U-R.
Guys.
I'm proud.
Thank you. I can't believe no one's sucking my cock right now. That was crazy.
I'm still trying to figure anything. Out how to spell it.
Goddamn.
So how are you going to get into the foxhole A.
No, it's good. It took me a second. You'll hear it back on the recording. I went.
There it is. Those are my favorite. Those are my favorite.
Oh yeah, the
pop, because that's a high educated joke. When Jack laughs, I feel great, but I know it's lowbrow comedy.
So me and Jack are linked.
Like, this would crush in Omaha.
It's a whole fan base. What am I saying? I think it might be. I think it might be a second night.
Ooh,
the second night.
How many nights? Two,
three.
Hey,
sex.
So what are you doing on the third night?
Sleeping. I'm tired. No, I mean, I think we sort of have it loosely planned because we're gonna get in late Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday is gonna be like
late Friday. It's a fucking 30-minute drive.
No, but she has something to do late. Yeah.
Who?
My girl.
Mm. Some bombing. She has something to do. I said who?
Oh, who? Dude, cheating is crazy. Cheating. I mean, cheating. There's some
probably funny. A lot of that in Vegas going on this weekend.
Oh, sir.
There was a lot of couples.
Flown out ladies?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I took Southwest. Shit hole.
Wow.
Dude. Oh, there was a man on the Southwest flight. I mean, I hope this man was just drunk.
Uh-huh.
He was. So Southwest, you pick your own seats.
It's
like a fucking class field trip. Everybody is stupid. He is in the very first row of the plane, and he's sitting in the window seat, and he has his leg across two seats,
can't do that.
Middle and the aisle, and he fucking seatbelted his leg in there.
No.
I swear all my life, you can ask Zach. He was in the front row like this, seatbelted, and he's talking out loud to himself when everybody's walking by. And then as the plane is like rolling to take off, he gets out of his seat to go pee, and they're like, sir, sit. You have to sit down. God, dude, this guy,
dude, here's
Kentucky Fried cooked.
Here's the thing, though. I hope to God that this was all on purpose so no one sat next to him.
Yeah.
What a genius plan.
It had to have been. Nobody sat next to him the whole flight.
Who would sit next to my man? No.
I think he's
a genius.
Dude, he was...
Taking the seatbelts and putting it over his leg is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
But it was the first thing I walked on the plane and saw.
Was his back or there?
There, to Vegas.
There, to Vegas.
I was dying laughing because people would look at him and they'd be like, oh, it's taken.
Really?
Yeah, dude, because like as the flight gets more and more full, when you're like the last like 10 to board, you're like, all right, the jig's up, man. Like we're pretty fucking full. Just didn't move for anybody.
Did the stewardess say anything?
I couldn't hear, but they were talking, but he was yelling on the flight. Any flight to Vegas, I mean, God, what an eclectic group of people. It's like, it's just a mixture of everybody.
Does anyone have fun in Vegas?
I had a great time. It was probably the best 4 days of my life.
Well, I'm wrong.
Fucking like everybody was there. I texted you about this. LeBron James was
crazy.
At lunch across from us.
How big? He's so big. Massive. It's crazy.
Well, so like some lady starts like clapping when it's like brunch, it's broad daylight in the restaurant. Some lady's clapping. And I'm like, who the fuck? What, are we just land a plane? And then all of a sudden we look, fucking LeBron. I'm like, dude, that's LeBron. That's LeBron. But like my whole life, I've just been seeing LeBron.
Yeah.
And so you see him. It's almost like not even like your brain is like so used to just seeing him on like your screens and your TV. You're like, you're like overshocked. You're like overstimulated. Yeah. You're like, fucking, what do I do here? How do I act?
Dude, when we were sitting next to him during the game, I was like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing to do.
God.
But yeah.
I was such a pick me bitch. Everybody was taking photos. He walked past our table. I didn't have my phone. I was like, what's up, man? He was like, what's up, Phyllis? And I was like, he's gonna remember that.
He will. He's thinking about it right now.
And then afterwards, I was peeing in the urinal. I was like, dude, we have the same birthday. I should have been like, Capricorn.
you guys have the same birthday for real?
December 3rd. Me, him, Tiger Woods. Three great gentlemen.
Legends. And three people right on the same level.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that is kind of...
Who do you have share a birthday with? Do you know?
No.
Go to famous people.
August 7th. Famous people. Just me. Psych.
Jalen Hurts.
Hot guy.
Cool. We've got...
That's it.
Charlize Theron.
Cool. She did Monster.
Oh, Trev's got LeBron. You've got Mike Trout.
Same.
Same shit.
Is Mike Trout... Who's like the GOAT in baseball? Is it like Barry Bonds?
Who's a hot guy?
Mike Trout
Bryce
for
Harper.
Real?
Mike Trout, like modern day GOAT. Yeah. Barry Bonds, like, is better than Trout.
Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire.
Like, what about those guys? Steroids.
Who gives a fuck? They're so cranking.
Sidney Crosby.
Sidney Crosby?
Oh, he's a GOAT.
Sidney Sweeney. How about her?
She's fine.
What?
What?
Oh, I see. Girlfriend answer.
Hey, you share a birthday with Michael Blaustein.
Oh, yeah, you're on this list.
Do we know who dad
you're on a list?
There's no way.
Hey, what list?
All of them.
Anyways, LeBron fucking walks by. Dude, let me just give you a recap. And this sounds super name-droppy, and I'm sorry, but this was the first Super Bowl in Las Vegas. Fucking everybody was there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even know where the fuck to start, dude. I re-met up with Sean Evans.
Oh, cool.
We're linking up. We're going to a club. We walk into this table where Zed's playing, and behind the table, Gordon Ramsay's there. So it's
fucking
me,
what?
Sean Evans, Gordon Ramsay. Across me is the Nelt guys. Just hilarious.
Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay at a nightclub. I'm like, I cannot picture him.
Go yell at somebody. What are you doing there?
Dude, imagine him before the drop. You fucking idiot sandwich cunt. they should have had him. I'm trying to think who else. I mean, it was just fucking star-studded. Guy Fieri linked up with him at the Burt.
What the fuck are these chefs doing there?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Chefs have money.
Yeah, and a lot of them have, like, Gordon Ramsay has, like, a huge restaurant in Vegas.
Yeah. So,
didn't we go?
Yeah, we did.
Gordon Ramsay.
He's a burger place.
He has Hell's Kitchen.
How's Guy Fieri? How's he?
He was actually really chill. I thought he was gonna be. I don't really know. I thought he was just gonna big time me, but he was actually really cool. He was really nice to me. I don't know if he was just drunk or if he was saying nice words, but he's like, dude, you're hilarious, man. You gotta monetize your worth. And I'm like, what are you saying? But yeah, I mean, he was actually really fucking cool. He was the first person I saw when I was there that I was like, because this green room. I opened for Bert and Tom Kreischer. Jesus fucking Christ. Bert Kreischer, Tom Segura at MGM Arena. It was fucking nuts. It was like 13,000 people.
So many people.
But the lineup was me, Bobby Lee, Shane Gillis.
Jesus
Bert
Christ.
And Tom.
Who went before you?
Me. I opened the fucking thing.
We talked about this. We thought there was going to be a host.
No. Lights went dim. Bert hopped on the God mic that over, you know, the whole arena goes. It went dark. Everyone's cheering. Like, and ladies and gentlemen, now he's got a new special out, Trevor Wallace. And the crowd had a good pop. So I was like, okay, thank fucking God. I mean, dude,
it's
was
just in these pictures. Like, God, dude, it's
damn.
Dude, I mean, it was
it's so
fucking,
sick for you to be honest. I saw that on Cigars.
Just like, look at those. The fact that screens that massive are up, that just tells you how big this
dude,
fucking room is. That's
I mean,
fucking people is so crazy.
Like your average like college size arena, if not bigger. I mean, it was, but the green room was fucking like Shane Gillis, Jimmy Kimmel, Jelly Roll, a bunch of football
Jesus
players.
Christ.
Who the fuck else was there?
What did you do when you walked in? I get so nervous to think about that.
Dude, I was shitting my pants because like I went to soundcheck and it's Bert and Tom and I'm just like, you know, I can't have any opinion on like, oh,
nothing.
Let's change the lights. Let's change the audio.
Yeah.
I just want to feel it out. And then I get there, like, I'll be here at 7 shows at 8. I get there at 7 and I'm going to find a room. I'm going to go over my set.
Yeah.
Just talk it out a bunch. Right as I get in there, it's like Bobby's in there. Me and Bobby are talking. Cool. Shane shows up. Oh, fuck. You got to catch up with Shane. You got to see. So like the show's in like 10 minutes and I'm like, I haven't gone over my set. I did earlier that day, but I was like, I can't fucking.
Yeah, I'd be
so
losing my mind right now.
I'd be like, in a conversation, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'd be in the bathroom going over like this like TSA joke.
Yeah.
I was shitting bricks. I was so nervous.
Yeah,
I was
dude.
So fucking
yes.
nervous. But it went really well. I honestly think my Jewish brain anxiety was like, dude, you're going to bomb. I'm not saying it was standing ovation worthy, but I think for biting the bullet in front of that crowd where I was announced, I think I did as good as you could in that scenario. It was fucking
dude,
awesome.
I mean, bro,
it was fun,
going
man.
Out there to a to a cold audience
of
13,000 fucking
dude,
people.
Luckily it's like on a Saturday, it was Vegas, people were like boozing. It was fucking like dudes, the comedy gods were looking at me. You know what's funny is like the week before I had 3 shows that I fucking hated.
Ugh.
That just were so mid. The audience was just dead. Nobody cared. And then I go, Vegas is gonna be good.
Yeah.
Because that's just how comedy works.
Yeah.
So you have a really shitty show, and you have a really good show. Because then my wise guy show on Wednesday was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It was the first time I did an hour after the special when they announced like Trevor Wallace, he had a new special out. Have you guys seen it? They're like, yeah, like, a lot of people did. So it was like, Vegas was fucking awesome. Shows were great, but that show was fucking, and then the after party was just fucking every, Vince
dude,
Vaughn
the,
was there.
How did the, sorry to come back on the, I just want to, like, how did like the laughs, like how did it feel?
It was definitely delayed.
Yeah.
But I was getting like laughs and it was cool. And then I forget what joke got like this like big pop and I was like, oh, there's the arena bell.
Yeah.
At first it was like, okay, these are jokes. This is an arena. This is pretty steady. But there was like one, it was like this like pop. It was on the Roadhead joke.
Yeah.
And it was like within like 30, 40 seconds. It was like a big like pop and I was like, oh, there's the feeling of the arena.
And you had to wait for it to come back to you?
Yeah.
God, that's so
wild. Fucking awesome. I was very blessed to be there. What?
It looks like it's like a UFC stage.
It was in the round. So it was 360. Pacing around. I mean, it's
in the round?
It was in the round.
Oh, dude, my
God. Turning corners. And there's giant screens.
Dude, I honestly like
the round because it keeps you more energized, more like pacey.
Yeah.
Because if you're that pacey and it's just like a screen, like an audience straight ahead, you look kind of like a little weird. But it was fucking awesome. So. Bert and Tom, thank you so much for the opportunity.
God,
it was
that's
fucking
so cool.
Were they?
I know you know Bert pretty well. Was Tom cool?
Tom was great.
Yeah.
I mean, leading up to it, he was like, "Give a 10, 10. You can do 10, right?" I was like, "Yeah, of course," because I couldn't be like, "Huh?" And then I did. And afterwards, he was like, he watched the set and like said nice things, which was fucking awesome. Because like, first of all, they didn't even need to have me on that show, and they didn't even need to watch. Usually, you'd think the opening act, they'd be still being in the green room just hanging out. Yeah. Like, they didn't need to watch, but they said real nice things. And it was really just like a fucking career milestone. It was awesome. It felt like right place, right time. Like, it was fucking
fuck, dude.
It was really cool.
Can you make it a little bigger? Dude, that's so
Shane
nuts.
Fucking ripped.
Really?
I mean, he got a standing ovation the second they announced his name. Like, just immediate.
Really?
Crazy. Oh, I mean, yeah. Dude. They said his name because he wasn't on the lineup, so they announced it.
Yeah.
So you walked through the crowd like a UFC fighter to get to the stage?
Kind of, yeah.
That's cool. Seriously?
Yeah, but I took the wrong route. Dude, I was so nervous. The guy who was like leading, he's like, you know how to get on stage, right? I was like, yeah. And then I took the wrong route. I mean, dude, I've never been that nervous in my life.
Yeah.
In my life. Because I've done like this shit, like probably the second time was that Canada show we did with Tom.
Yeah.
But
the Canada show with Tom was like 7.
And it was outside.
It was outside.
Day.
Yeah.
This was fucking awesome. Dude, it was really
cool experience. I'm stupid and I told you not to do it. I was like, I don't know, man. Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But I mean, you were right. Obviously, you made the right call. But like, I mean, that's the coolest part about this thing, man, is you feel fear. And then you're like, nope.
Yeah.
I'm just going to fucking do it.
There's like that quote. It's like, you have fear, just do it or something like that. But yeah. I don't know. I've been big on quotes lately. I've been loving quotes.
Quotes are great.
Quotes are, I'm a fucking sucker for quotes.
Dude, quotes are great. Motivational fucking videos. I be getting hard off that thing.
Yeah.
People going on fucking like scrolling, looking at boobs. No. I look at Jocko Willink, whatever the hell his name is.
You got it.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. He's like, oh, you break your legs.
It's funny how you know Jocko Willink, but not Ed Sheeran.
They're the same person.
But the whole Vegas thing was great. I did a Swifty video out there. So it was like Vegas for 4 days, very intimidating. I didn't want to go.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, I filled it up with work. It was fucking awesome. The Swifty video. Travis Kelce. Did you see his winning speech at the end?
I saw nothing. I saw that the Kansas City people won.
I love him and he's a hot looking dude. But this speech, you know what it was? If you could just play, it's just so like.
You talking about the football dude?
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I think I've got it.
All right, give it to you.
His speech, pretty much all the girls are like, ick, activated, whatever. Doesn't fuck. He's a millionaire and he's hot as fuck. And he's hooking up with Taylor Swift. But it's, I don't know. Let me know your read on it.
Okay.
Cheese Kingdom!
Not this part.
What do you say?
Cheese Kingdom.
We've been fighting for all night, all day. How about a little fever?
This part.
He's hammered.
This is right after the end.
Hey, Elvis never had it better than that right there. Let me tell you, to win this one, when we met a couple of days ago, you know, you said, and I'm not looking ahead, but we got a lot more we want to do here, baby. We want a three-peat. How about that? Well, you know, the goal's always been to get three, but we couldn't get here without getting to two and having that target on our back all year. And I love these guys right here. The men that we just won this thing with,
Family forever, baby. I couldn't be more proud of you guys. And how about it? We get a chance to do it 3 times in a row. How do you get excited for that, baby? You go party in Las Vegas, then get back to it.
Hey, you still got to fight for your right, don't you?
You got to fight for your right. Believe it, baby. I see
it. He sounds like a Spotify playlist on like he just keeps skipping around.
He sounds like he's been watching all the motivational videos. He was just hitting buzzwords after buzzwords,
dude.
The fucking girls who love Taylor Swift. I was looking at this, and he's talking like that, and the guys, he's like, guys, he's yelling. And also, when he yelled at the coach, when he's like, fucking yeah,
he
put me in.
Yelled at the coach. What was that about?
They would just, he just wasn't, he had caught like one pass in the first half, and he was like, fucking put me in. Give me the ball. I'm the guy. Like, let me do shit. And I think he was pretty much like, I think he wasn't playing. He was like, put me in.
Didn't he push him?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. Fired up. But also, he was like, he's mean. I'm like, he's 6'7" with a hog on him.
He also
plays. You think
plays
he's gonna fucking pass a note to Andy Reid? Yeah, but it was just funny to see the comments like, if like people we know were like sharing the story and be like, Fishley got the egg. That's what did it. He's from Kansas City.
Is he?
This guy puts a long cut in his ass. No, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's.
But like, it was just. Yeah. You know what it sounded like is like when comedy clubs will give you a tape, and the audience isn't mic'd, and you just hear your microphone. Does that make sense?
Yeah, he was bombing.
There it is. Okay, good.
Yeah, I mean, but, he was. He wanted them to be so involved, and they didn't give a fuck.
Because nobody from there was from Vegas. The Viva Las Vegas felt like it was a swing and a miss. You should have gone like more like a Chiefs route.
The funny thing is, he did the Viva Las Vegas thing, and then at the end he did one, and he did the ear thing, and everyone said, shut up. Like, and no one respond.
Well, Chiefs have like a whole fucking chant. We are in, dude, the people in Vegas were fried.
Yeah.
Dude, we were in an elevator and it was all Chiefs people and they were doing the chant. I was like, this guy, stop. It's too loud. There's too many decibels at 9 a.m.
What's the Chief chant? Hey, Chief, go Chiefs.
What is it? Do you know it?
It's like the, that.
Yeah, it's very highbrow.
That's the scent. I think I've got it.
Okay. But like you think that would
it's the same, I think.
Oh.
Why wouldn't you do this? Oof. What is the Vegas promo?
Bro, that gets me fired up.
That? I think Florida State does the same one.
Yeah.
So does the Atlanta Braves do that too with the chop. Same shit.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do that. Yeah. There's not a lot of originality in sports. But like, why wouldn't he have done that? Why are you plugging Vegas? Are you getting a brand deal? Is this fear being like, here you go, here's your money.
Yeah, I think that he played football his whole life, and that's period. I mean, he's probably operated on CTE minimum. Man. Do you know what I mean? And that's, I'm not trying to be mean. I mean, like, he was bombed. He bombed the whole time.
But it's just funny, and it's funny to see like those acceptance speeches versus like Oscars or Grammys, and it's two wildly different categories. But it's so funny.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I would like to thank my team and the Academy and all the writers and fuck goddamn fight, motherfucking put F-350 in the middle of the sphere.
I mean, can you imagine the adrenaline? It's the Super Bowl, like the fucking, and you just.
Oh, I mean the adrenaline. I wouldn't be thinking straight.
Yeah, you must feel so powerful in that moment. You're like, there's Taylor Swift over there.
Dude,
that's
I would have done
the
Pledge of Allegiance if I was up there. I would not have been on the right headset.
They would have been like, you want to do a speech? I'm like, I want to come.
Yeah.
Well, you speech.
You'd think that he would say something about Taylor, maybe.
Yeah.
Quick plug or like a wink.
Yeah,
that would set the Swifties on fucking fire.
It is.
I would announce a podcast.
I will 100%. I'd announce my tour dates.
Listen
and
to
Stiff
Socks, Taylor. I love you.
It is a little odd for him not to say like
everybody is watching the speech to be like, what's he gonna say here?
Just say like thank you, my family, thank you for my lovely girlfriend Taylor. Like just something.
Yeah.
But this guy's like
Vegas.
Rah! He's like literally like he's like operating like an F-350. He's like Joe Rogan's sperm.
It sounded,
you know what I mean? Like,
it sounded like a speech you'd hear from an upstairs neighbor.
I mean, he sounds like anyone after 5 a.m. in Vegas.
Yeah.
What are you? He sounds like the dude in the Southwest flight.
He sounds like he just left the concert and his voice decibels aren't like leveled out yet. And he's just yelling. Because the other guy was like, hey, great win out there. He's like, goddamn, motherfucker.
Does he not sound like that all the time? I've never seen him
I don't know. I've only seen him calm.
Well, does he talk right like that? I know he's not yelling.
He talks cool.
But he does. Yeah.
The Vegas plug was just, it blew my mind. Like, not blew my mind. And this, he's a great guy. He fucking won a Super Bowl. What do I have to say? I'm, you know, built like a spork. I have nowhere to talk, but like, it just was random.
I mean, he has Viking blood in him.
Yeah.
You think he's articulate?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he literally just, for a living, he mows down other top athletes for a living. Yeah. And you shove a microphone in his face, what do you think's going to come out? True. You know what that's I mean? True.
I mean, that adrenaline's got to be fucking crazy.
Motherfucker talk like a Mustang GT.
Goddamn. This next ad is brought to you by us. Patreon.
Patreon. Okay.
Listen. We say Patreon all the time. You're like, we're sick of it. We've heard it. But have you heard of Apple Plus?
No, I haven't. Can you please elaborate? Plus, baby?
So we do the same thing, extra episode on Apple. You're like, I don't know. I just want to hear more of you guys. Go to Apple. We listen to your podcast. Up top, it'll say Stiff Socks Plus, $4.99 a month. Boom. And you get an extra episode every single week, every Friday. We're about to record on it right now, and I'm feeling limber.
I'm feeling limber, and I got a lot to talk about.
Oh.
Things are changing. And that's why we like Patreon, because we can talk about wild crapola without feeling, you know, it's a safe space. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you like the wild content, you can get extra wild with the Patreon because we feel more comfortable because our family does not listen to
it. There's also a free trial for that. And it's the back catalog since we started Patreon in like 2018.
It's like it is 200 episodes.
All of them.
So, and you're like, oh, this must be $3,000 a month. It's not. It's freaking $5 a month. Okay.
$5 a month.
So you can go on.
How much per day is that? 35, 60 cents a day.
Right? Did you do that?
I don't know.
If you did that right, that'd be crazy. I don't think it's that. I think it's way too much. I think I'm going to guess 13 cents a day. You can sponsor a child in Africa.
I think it is 60 cents a day.
That's not right. There's 32.
Oh.
32 days?
31 days. Longest ad ever. It's not. It's like, I think it might be like 11 cents.
Bombing.
No, not. Do it, please.
30 divided by $5.
Well, 31.
No, because you got to average out February.
Hold on.
Plus, February has a leap year this year.
If you don't just do this, okay, let's just divide by five.
But isn't it divided by 500? Because it's 500 cents?
What?
No.
Oh, yeah. And that's not right either.
That's what I'm saying. It's 62 cents. Trevor was closer.
That's not right. Do 60 times 31.
No, it's...
60?
Yep. Times 31.
31.
Yep.
Is 1,860.
What the fuck does that prove?
Oh, God, I'm so confused now.
No.
It's 31 times 0.6, because that would be 60 cents.
Okay, yep, here we go. Bear with us, everyone. 31 times 0.06?
No, 6. 0.0666
cents. Oh, it's way less than 60 cents, 18, that's for
that's
sure.
That's what I said.
18 cents a day?
Michael, it's so much less than that.
231 times 0.11, please.
Moral of the story, it's $5 a month. And you could hear.
Can we leave all this in?
It was great. I think it's like more like 14 cents.
Dude, I think it's practically free. So what's minimum wage right now? 12, 15?
Dude, minimum wage is like $15, $16. I'm considering going to work at a minimum wage job. That's good money.
That's 3 months of Patreon in 1 month.
Oh, yeah.
$5.
All we're trying to say here is
Subway has foot-long cookies.
All right, cut this. Gabe, let's go into it. No, I'm just joking. Gabe is still trying to figure
one by one.
230 times 60.
Let's leave all this in, please.
Okay, so it's about 16 cents. It's slightly more than 16 cents a day.
All right,
that is 16 so cents good. A day.
It's incredible content. So if you want to do the Patreon, it's patreon.com/tipsuckspod. And if you want to do the Apple, it's the same exact bonus content, just no video. And that is Tipsucks Plus on Apple. So go get it. We love you guys. On to the mother freaking episode.
Goddamn.
Yeah. I have a question for you guys. Who do you think out of the winning team, like, what do you think the fastest it is that someone came after the game?
Ooh, losing team, jerk off, showers.
Losing team first?
No, winning team. I mean, I'm going to fuck Andy Reid if I win.
And it's true. That locker room is like crazy. Pop a champagne, fucking in the corner.
Here's the crazy part, and I know this is very unstiff socks like. I don't think if I win the Super Bowl, I don't want to fuck right then. Like, I need like 3 hours of being like, fucking fuck!
Yeah, of course. Like, okay, what is the 49ers locker room looking after? It's got quiet
just
in there.
Just a bunch of manifestos. I mean, they're like, I mean, dude, that is, I can't even fathom. Like, we've had bombs in our career.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, that feeling is times 20. Like, you went through an entire season of, like, injuries and like being away from your family and traveling and like just constant like just heartache, you know what I mean? Like losing and winning and trying to push through and all this kind of stuff. You finally make it to the biggest stage of your entire career and then you lose. And not lose like you get crushed or whatever. Like you lose on like a nail biter overtime.
Yeah, I always feel bad for like the kicker missed an extra point after a field goal. Yeah. And it's then you get into the whole what if world and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. If that would have won them the game. I'm not a sports analyst, but I'm sounding like it. But
yeah, dude. You said a point after a field goal. So you're definitely not a sports analyst.
Oh, no. Point after a touchdown.
But man said, oh,
dude,
no.
You can, if you're that guy, you cannot check your DMs.
No, you have to delete Instagram.
Oh, my God, man. It's crazy. If you look through any players, like, the second a play happens, sometimes I'll go to somebody's Instagram and just see.
Oh, you would?
Yeah, I did it. Because you just see, because that's like, there's no comment section for the NFL, but like if you go to a player who gets a really good touchdown or blows a kick, you go to their comments immediately and everyone's just either yelling or like booing or cheering or whatever. But
oh, is his, did you check his?
Yeah, people weren't happy.
Oh, no. Oof. I don't even read him.
He's like a young kid. I feel bad.
I mean, he's an amazing kicker too. He's not even
And he made a bunch of really good field goals. It was just the extra point.
Yeah, he made two after that. They were like 50, like
very clutch,
like plus 50 yards.
So clutch.
Can you imagine like getting your shit blocked and then making two? Because he made two, right? Over 50 yards towards the end.
Yeah, yeah, he like broke the record.
Yeah, sorry, I'm not on his Instagram. There's an article from NBC that's describing the 49ers locker room.
Oh, okay.
It just really? Sounds like a nightmare. There's no music playing, very little movement, and no conversations.
Yeah.
Assistant coach is like, hey, we probably gave it our all, huh, guys? And just shut the fuck.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's sad. I'm sorry. That's a quiet flight home.
Facing his locker, legs straight out in front of him, eyes locked, his body completely motionless. But you know that, like, they can probably also just feel the fucking vibration of like celebration dude. Directly outside.
Dude, they
like,
just could just hear the muffled of the man, that's gotta be tough.
Some guy in the locker room turned to someone else and was like, look, we're not the only people that bombed. And they pointed up to fucking his speech.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, guys, because it's Valentine's Day today.
Valentine's Day.
I thought it would be fun to have you guys take a look at this list of the surprising things that women say that they want for Valentine's Day.
I love this. Who wrote this article?
This is from Thrillist.com.
Great.
Man or woman.
Brand.
Doesn't say.
It's unclear. It's two authors in the byline. One of them,
two
women,
authors.
One of them unclear. So this is a survey of different women and their responses. So. Okay. There's a category of the women talking about what kind of food that they want for Valentine's Day. So Sandra says, for Valentine's Day, I want a big ass burger and no judgment for how fast I eat it.
Great. That feels pick me.
A lot of these are saying like, I just want to eat a bunch of food and I want you to be okay with it. Get me as
Who's
much.
Who's not okay? Just eat the eat
wait,
it.
Wait, is this, wait, what, huh? This feels like they're talking about the Super Bowl.
No, this is Valentine's Day.
But isn't it like, oh, I want my man to like cook for me? Who, what, like, what do you eat on Valentine's Day besides like little heart shaped candies?
Or like people go out to dinner, like dinner reservations, maybe.
Yeah,
like
but it doesn't strike me as like we're fucking hitting the town. Let's go to hometown buffet. It doesn't seem like a. Like, we'd eat a lot. Is this new? Am I dumb?
Well, but I think that's what they're saying is that, like, the expectation for Valentine's Day is, like, little dinner. I'm like, I want my guy to take me out somewhere to have a fucking steak.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. Now I'm like, so, okay.
So Gabby says, on Valentine's Day, get me as much pizza as I realistically want to eat while you sit there and watch me put down a whole
all
pie.
These seem
what
like,
is this?
All these seem like hinge prompts. Nothing?
In my head, I'm just like, this is.
Because this is not it. Because if you showed up to Valentine's Day
with three Domino's pizza, you would leave with no girlfriend. Hey, eat this, babe. I don't care anymore. What the fuck are you talking about?
These feel like people.
I'm gluten free.
True. These feel like people who aren't in relationships, maybe, or I don't know. Like
some
like,
of them aren't. And again, this is the surprising answers. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh.
So Colleen says, surprise me with a romantic getaway and a generous just because gift of a few grand in my checking account.
I absolutely. Who the fuck wrote this?
Colleen.
Gabby or Pauline.
I mean, I'm so sick of it. Pauline.
Colleen.
Who cares? That's great. A couple grand in your checking account?
Dude, that's crazy. You just open that's the card, insane. It's just like wiring information.
I mean, ACH some pussy?
Could be a title.
Nothing.
Pretty good.
Damn, but these feel like I wanted a joke answer. Like, these feel like they're looking for, like, a laugh. I don't think it's real.
Dude,
that one, I don't know. I'd be stoked if I was a chick and some guy's like, here's $3,000.
I would love it. I mean, you know what? I don't know. It just seems so unromantic. If I, like, literally wrote my girl a check for $2,000, she'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah. At least wrap it in pizza first.
Yeah. All right, these are insane.
Well, Thrillist is, you know, yeah. I don't know if I'm very thrilled on their list. How about that?
I mean, do you guys want a list that's just like, I want a little box of chocolate?
No. Let's keep going.
I thought there'd be some sexual tension. What do girls like? I know the girls like Valentine's Day, but like, what do they look for in the most? Is it the gifts? Is it the flowers? Is it the romance?
A lot of the answers here are, I just want someone to, I want proof that you've been paying attention, right?
Yeah.
I want effort. Show me that you put thought behind it.
Yeah, because the gift I'm getting, yeah, I think is very...
mine too.
I think is like very like, oh, you paid attention.
You've been listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my girl said that she's like, she told me this is like, I'm so, so excited about the gift I gave you. She's like, this is might be one of the best gifts I've ever gotten anyone. And I'm like, oh, fuck. What is this?
Yeah, but aren't you so glad she said that though? That like, she put that in your head that like, I'm doing something crazy. So you know, like, all right, I got to match it.
Well, she said that and I was like...
Girls always say that though. Girls never been like, ah, it's a bomb gift.
No, but I've never had a girl say that with that much like confidence ever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Well, I said to her, I was like, hold on.
I actually have had a girl say it, be like, really? I don't know if my gift is going to be as good as yours.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just downplaying it.
I think
under promise,
so.
Over deliver.
Here's the thing though. Have you ever had
head?
Have you ever had?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a lady like give you a bad gift? I think like most women that I've ever been with are like really great gift givers.
I'd say so.
Yeah. Never had like a girl give me like a six avocados. What the fuck is this?
In this economy, that's pretty good.
I actually love avocado. I'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Gabe.
I mean, let's just do a couple more of these. Women want sex for Valentine's Day. Sophie says, some slow, attentive sex with limited frills, but lots of physical compliments.
I love that. I'm going to take a blue chew. I'm going to take a blue chew, and I have this delay spray. I'm going in.
Bro, you can be Woody the Woodpecker in this bitch.
Yeah, I am, but I'm going to do a fucking blue chew and a little...
With a foxtail?
With a foxtail, bro. I'm going to be sweating. I'm going to do pee on things like 4 months.
I hope... Room cleaning walks in and they're like, hey, we said no dogs.
I mean, Gigi's gonna be like, boy,
she's going.
Yep. Where do you want me to put her,
dude? You're gonna see something else with a tail, and it's gonna be like, oh, friend, wait a second.
I'm gonna put her in a hush. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it's gonna be fun. Dude, I've been using baby oil.
On the dog? Yeah, walk me through what you're packing for Valentine's Day. We got baby oil, we got a foxtail,
hold on,
blue chew.
Well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get like, I usually carry like travel size baby oil because I travel, you know, we travel
a lot.
But
you ain't flying.
Sir.
You driving.
There is baby oil that's like coconut. Baby oil, whatever, coconut scented. Not even scented, like whatever the fuck. I'm getting a big one. I am going to destroy these sheets. like I'm gonna walk into the hotel and hand them $100 and be like, these are for new sheets. Like, these are for new sheets. I'm going to fuck your sheets up. You're gonna be like, what is he cooking eggs on these sheets? Maybe. I'm gonna destroy them. I'm bringing the biggest baby oil ever. I'm bringing the
sex pillow.
Sir, yeah.
Dude, that's a lot of stuff you're bringing. Is that like a whole separate duffel?
It's going to have to be.
You're going to have an own suitcase for
Samsonite sex? For sex. Big baby boy, like the biggest one they got. Foxtail. And I'm going to get a leash and a collar.
Are you actually?
Yes. GD's for sure going to be like,
bro,
who the hell?
That's what, bro, you're in furry territory.
Yeah, I'm getting close.
What do you mean getting close?
Yeah.
It's everything but.
Speaking of butt, I'm going to put the fox tail in there.
Collar?
What? Yeah, dude, it's so hot.
With a leash?
Yeah. Because I want to have her wear it and then take the leash and just kind of pull it. I'm hard.
And then you guys are just going to Topgolf after?
God damn.
That's so crazy to me that people have sex, violent, sloppy, messy, loving sex. Then afterwards, you're at a farmer's market and be like, oh, they have russet potatoes.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have fucking hand marks on their neck. Yeah. God, fuck. God. I'm getting real horny.
Dude, you might come back wearing the tail.
I would.
Could you imagine it's a full plot twist? You should.
Why not?
I don't know.
I'm sick of fucking. Who cares?
Sick of fucking?
No. Oh. I'm sick of fucking caring. Shove it in there. Let's see what's happening.
Do it. Go to the dog park. I'm excited to hear about your sexual adventures.
Me too, man. Me too. I'm excited to do that. I mean, dude. Just something about an old up woman that just really gets me going. I mean, just completely just sheen. Get a bitch Charlie Sheened out. Do you know what I mean? But you take the Pam spray and you spray it. And you hold on, work with me. And you spray it on the pan before you cook eggs. And it's all like shiny.
I don't know where you're going with it. I thought you were going to pop it off and then graffiti it up with some Pam.
I would love it. But yeah, just there's something about it, dude. It's like everything is like when it's all, everything's fuckable. Like everything. That's armpit, weird. Whatever you want.
You're getting in there?
No, I haven't. But you know what I'm saying? Like everything's so crease. Slidey.
Nooks, crannies.
Oh, God, it's hot.
Wow. I'm excited for you. You're going to come back with an 8-pack on an 8-pack.
Dude, I literally, my office has literally become like a sex room. Because we just put a towel down, sex pillow. Because fucking on the ground's underrated, by the way.
Wait.
The angles you can get on the ground is crazy.
You fuck on the ground at your own place?
Yeah. It's, dude, there's something, dude, the ground, like, there, dude, there's like angles that I can do on the ground that I can't do on a bed because it's too soft. Like, I can, like, hold myself all the way up on the fucking, like, dude, sometimes I put my leg, there's a couch behind me, so I put my legs up on the couch, and I'm doing, like, sort of like a.
You're doing
like
a plank in the pussy?
Yeah, like a plank in the pussy. Yes! But, like, it's just, bam. But like I get angles that I can't.
Where is she in that scenario?
On the ground?
Legs on her back?
Up. Yeah, on her back. I'm like this.
But the ground?
Like this.
You're doing that? You're lying. Bro, you're literally fucking like a Jamaican dance video. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
I love those.
No, me too. It's not even dancing. I just want to stop the video and be like, hey, no one's dancing. No one's dancing here. You know what I mean?
That's how you...
I mean,
that's
a,
how you
it's
intercourse.
It's not a consistent thing, but that's a.
So how do you? Hey, you trying to hit the ground?
No, dude. Like, she mostly suggested it.
The ground. You put a towel down. Something soft.
Well, towel down because there's oil everywhere. Coconut juice.
What goes on in that place,
dude? Fun.
Wow.
Fun. Wow. Yeah.
The ground.
The ground's great.
Started from the bottom, but still there.
Yeah, starting the ground. I mean, let me tell you something. That towel, ruined.
Wow, I got to watch like a sex ed video or something. That's cool.
It is cool. I'm telling you, man, the ground's underrated. My knees sometimes get super scraped up. Both of my knees have like a rug burn, but it's worth it.
Is this wood or carpet?
Carpet.
Oh, okay. I thought it was wood for a second.
I have carpet in the office in the bedroom and then wood everywhere else.
Okay.
Yeah, but fucking on the ground in wood, that's a little...
That's what I pictured. I was looking at these floors. I thought it was that.
Oh, no.
Carpet's fine.
It's really fun, but it's... You still get a little fucked up on it.
Yeah, what is that? Carpet, be softer.
Yeah, but what... Yeah, why? What, do you get a rug burn? Like your skin's like, ow. Is it burn? Like, I guess it is, right? It's like
it's also so dirty.
The carpet?
Yeah, any carpet.
Yeah. Well, I got my carpets newly. I mean, I guess I've been in there for about 3-4 months, but they were like clean before I went in.
Yeah, dude, think about a rug.
That's true. I mean, GD's all up in there. I've come on that rug plenty of times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Life.
Oh, before you get into Secret Socks, I'll talk.
Yep.
Apple Vision Pro. I used it.
You used them.
First thing I Googled, P-O-R-N, we're talking porn up on the glass. That was not bad. Dude,
go.
People were saying that you can't use it on the visions
to watch
the old adult content. You can.
Of course you can. The reason that Tim Cook made these was for that.
Oh, yeah. He was cooking up something else. Breakfast sausage.
Oh, sorry.
That works too.
Yep.
But so you think it's going to make VR is like wrapped around you. It's kind of almost better in a weird way.
Uh-oh.
Because you can still see your family to your left. No, you can make it. So the screens, you can make it like where it's like this big in front of your face, like the size of like Nintendo DS. Or you can like pretty much portray it like on the size of a wall. So I was watching and I posted a TikTok wearing it with that adult content playing in the background. There's a girl moaning.
Yep.
These mother effers on TikTok are so down bad, they're guessing who it is. Oh, bro,
no.
That's so-and-so. Everybody is wrong so far, but the fact that they're like liking it and be like, I don't know, man, that sounds more like Eva Elfie to me. I don't know, man, that might be Mia Malcolm.
Who was?
It was a girl getting plowed out in a bath. Like, it was a POV. It's not like it was like a random girl getting plowed out at a gas station.
Was it... A Sunoco?
Could have been.
So hold on. Were you doing the VR experience or was it just a screen on the bottom right?
There is no V. It's like a spatial thing. So it's not like, so there's a few things. One thing you can do is really cool. You can like turn this knob and it like puts you in like this world and it's a 360 and like everything around you
really
is submersive. It's fucking awesome. I wanted to take a little bit of the WEED gummies and submerge myself.
In what? The rainforest?
They could.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay.
But so that's one where it's 360. But when you're putting up tabs, it's like a spatial thing. So it's like, it's really weird. Like I had like a website over here and then I had like photos over here and then they're in my house. So when I walk away and I walk back in, they're still there.
Shut up.
Yeah.
They live.
It remembers everything.
Jesus Christ.
And they do this. So like if your office space, you know, you have your screens, you set up and you're just there.
Yeah. And then you walk away, you got to pee, come back.
But it's like kind of weird. I was like downstairs, I was like, oh, fuck, I got to go get my photos. I walk up and grab it. I'm sure there's a better way to do it. But so you make how big the screen you want it to be. And it can go as big as you want it to be. So I was watching that CORN content for Jack's editing.
Well, we got it.
As big as like any wall in my place.
Shut up. So the whole thing.
Bro, we were filming a sketch with him on. And the one thing Zach said, he goes, don't get hard. I was like, I got no promises. This is good.
Was it?
It's good.
So you can make the boobs as big as you want? So you're sitting there like in an AMC just watching corn.
AMC, C word.
No.
Hold on. Yep. AMC, keyword C.
Yes.
O-C-K.
Got it. Oh, and C-U-M.
Yeah. But like, so how you like, it's really cool. I don't know if it's worth the money. I don't know what I would use it for. Yes, I do. But it is kind of like, it's kind of tricky to get used to. Yeah. It feels like it'd be better.
It's Minority Report when he's going like this.
Yes. Yeah. Movies. Yeah. I've seen those. Yeah, I think it'd be better with a keyboard and a mouse pad.
Yeah.
Just if you wanted to like really get work done. But just for like watching, I was watching like a YouTube video, like pretty cool to see it like that big.
Is it like, how's the resolution? Is it
really good?
Super
it's
clean.
Insane. It's insane.
Really?
And you can record video on it. You can take screenshots on it.
No.
Yeah. So for the sketch, what we did is like the girl's talking to me, and then they're just staring in right at her rack as like the bit. But you can just record. I mean, it's not very practical because you always have to be plugged into the battery charger, and the battery charger lasts like 2 hours.
No.
Unless it's plugged in. But like, if you want to, like, it's not very practical.
So to walk around,
you have to always be plugged in. And I got, I got snatched on a door handle.
Oh yeah,
this was coming out of my back pocket. Pfft, not anymore.
It and all the reviews that we saw so far, it was like it was too heavy.
It is pretty heavy.
Jesus,
you can like feel like the fans, like because it has like a terabyte of storage. Like it's a whole processor. I think it had a better processor than my laptop.
Really?
You can like feel the fans. Like it's a full.
Yeah, it's got the full lap. It's got the M2 chip in it, like that the laptop's
have. Oh my God. Yeah.
You know what would be actually really fun for you guys to do? We should get our hands on one and have you guys design your ideal goon rooms. We talk about this a lot of like, okay, if you could have any setup that you wanted, have a fireplace here, giant.
Oh, fire. Dude, I would describe it kind of like how they have those music 8-hour loops on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, you know, fireplace in the winter.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so it's like that. So you can make the screen really close to you. You can make it far. And then you put everything you want next to you. So you can have Twitter. You can have a basketball game. Look, the future's fucked and our families are never going to see us again, but that's fine.
Hold on, but you can. The dog's never gonna fed again. You can, so I can watch multiple basketball games on this thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm ordering it.
Basketball. That's what you're watching on that thing. Yeah, okay.
Two of them. Tits. You got it.
NBA.
Goddamn. That's correct. I mean, I think what you were saying, the money's probably not worth it.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to get Gen 2.
Yeah.
The Generation 2 battery's going to be in that bitch.
I'm going to wait till Gen 2 comes out, then buy Gen 1.
That's what you do normally.
Yes.
Isn't that insane?
No. Save money, but I still have technology. And then people see me at the airport and they go, wow, who's innovative? He got the first one. I got it 2 days ago. It is really cool, but like, I just don't know what I would use it for. There's a video of some guy on TikTok editing on Final Cut with it.
Yeah.
But he has to use the keyboard and the mouse pad.
That's okay.
But it's cool, like, spatially to look around.
Massive? That would be awesome.
Yeah, exactly. It is cool. It's a little tricky trying to, like, type on it because – and your eyes are the mouse. So
what?
So where your eyes look, it, like, will highlight on the screen. So if you look at the play button, it, like, kind of highlights. And then to say yes – you click, you just do this with your finger. And you don't have to do it in the front like everybody does in videos. There's cameras all around, so it's by your lap. So you can be down here.
Fuck you.
Yeah, dude, you're eating popcorn, you're clicking away.
Yeah, I mean, watching a movie on there has to be unbelievable. Pretty
cool. It would definitely be great for that. Kind of just taking a night off.
Did you try that?
Pop a Zan, weed. No, I didn't have it for very long. I was borrowing it from a friend. Shout out Eric for letting me borrow it. He'd buy like 10 of them. But yeah, it was definitely cool, but...
Yeah, I think like watching a movie would be so sick. I mean, obviously porn would be unbelievable.
But it's not immersive. That's what I'm not wrapping my head around that.
But it's like having a movie theater in your own room.
So it doesn't, okay, walking through this
again. Dude,
it's
pretty damn immersive.
When we did the Oculus.
Right, you can look left and right. You can't do that with.
Yeah, it's not POV.
Shut up. No. So it's just a screen?
Yeah.
Boring. I have a fucking screen at home. I'm sick of it. Are you kidding me? Oh, wow, the screen's
it's
big.
It's a 360 iPad. Shit. But it's not like POV where you look down and it's your bang. It's like you're watching through a one-sided glass.
Dumb.
It's still pretty cool seeing it up that close.
So it doesn't do any VR stuff?
Not yet, I don't think.
That is...
Well, I think they're trying to make this like a more... Because the second you say VR, people just think what?
Porn.
Exactly. So I think Tim Cook was like, let's give it a couple beats.
No. Tim Cook needs to turn it into Tim Cock. I'm sick of it. I mean, literally, no VR. Why don't you just have a
They're
function
really cool,
where you can
though.
Click into VR and then click out of it?
Yeah. Also, the speakers are built into the strap, so anybody around you can hear what you're playing. So
I don't like that.
No. Dude, everybody hears you on the flight. Oh, my God. Yeah,
When I was doing the old Oculus at my old place, jerking off during the pandemic,
but
it was so loud. It was on level one, but it was, I felt like it was so loud my neighbors could hear me.
It feels like they're yin and yang. The Oculus, 100% for porn. Apple Vision Pro, maybe like 1% for porn. I mean, definitely 100%, but like how they built it out. Oculus is like, oh, this is good for playing Rocket League. Yeah, okay. Cocket League. So it's like what one has, the other one doesn't. I think I want to go full Indiana Jones with it where you can switch them around.
I think that's a good idea.
Dude, one, that's the future. Oculus in the front, Vision Pro's in the back, and you spin around whatever mood you're in, and your son is in the corner just being like, dad, that hungry. We got a kid for the sketch. So good.
Oh,
okay. He's like, dad, please, I'm hungry. I'm like, not now. I'm just doing this shit. So excited.
All right, guys. Well, you want to get into Sock Talk Secret Sock?
Let's do it. I love it.
Let's keep a Super Bowl theme for Sock Talk today. Manny wrote in and said, did you guys see the day trader that streaked at the Super Bowl in order to bring awareness to his business?
Yeah, I saw it.
Shut up.
So there's a streaker, and then he has his Instagram handle on his chest.
No.
And then you go to his Instagram, and it's him doing like a motivational video being like, see, here's the thing. I took a gamble on myself, so I became a streaker. And the problem with that is it was $40,000 to streak, but I made $80,000. So he's like making it a business opportunity. I don't know. Go.
Yeah, so we'll go through the slides. That's him getting caught.
He's a day trader, like a financial day trader.
Yeah, yeah.
Who in the fuck would trust him with their money?
Yeah.
So
I would have trusted him if he had his dick out, but he wore pants, so.
Yeah, you're not committed at all.
No. Next one. So here's where he like breaks it down why it's beneficial to do this.
Do whatever you want, whenever you want. And that's exactly what I just did with Center Free. Honestly, one of my goals has always been to streak the Super Bowl. And I don't want to be that guy that I'm rich and I'm 50 years old and I'm like, damn, I wish I would have done that when I was younger. No, I did it now and I'll do it again because I don't want to have any regrets. Right
now
I'm 23 years old.
You're not
allowed to have the world. I have the opportunity. I'm going to do it. You only live once and the point of life is to have fun. And if trading funds out of that, and I can pretty much do whatever I want, and it have no consequences towards me making money, I'm gonna keep doing it. So, 2025 Super Bowl, just know I'm gonna come ready.
Oh, I'm going to,
and this is to show you guys that I commit to my big goal. I literally just paid $42,000 to go to jail. So me committing to this 30-day boot camp, I can guarantee you guys I'm going to turn 100.
No free clap.
So he just play. No, he just does all this to plug his like his business course. Boot camp.
Yeah,
it's like this weird way where like I see the vision on it, but it's just like, doc.
Yeah,
you can't do this on an iPhone video immediately after and be like, this is a hit.
It's also like. Pay for some ads?
Well, but I think that's the idea, right? Like, he's probably like, bro, they spend millions on Super Bowl ads. I'm going to get on TV and it's just going to be 40 grand. Like, he's probably doing the math in his head and like, this is the same thing as having a Super Bowl ad.
Oh,
yeah, it's
God.
Just wild to... So is that his...
That's his, the cost, right? The
price per ticket.
Grand per ticket.
Wait, the jail. How much was the jail? Price per ticket. Fees.
He doesn't say how much of it, so it's price.
So he, why is it, oh, two tickets? Who the hell did he buy it for?
Him and his iPhone videographer.
It's just so funny to be like, oh man, marketing's down. What if I streaked to the Super Bowl and then I made that to my marketing?
Yeah.
I just don't understand who's going to see a guy who streaked and then be like, all right, hell yeah, let's have him, like I trust him with my money.
Right.
Or is it trusting with money or is it boot camp to learn how to make money?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Which I mean, it definitely sense. Fired some people up for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's that. Pretty crazy. Speaking of crazy, we have a secret stock, anonymous submission.
Let's do it.
Someone wrote in to us and said that they heard a rumor and they want to tell you about it. So I know this chick that went to Drake's concert and successfully slid into his DMs.
Great.
He told her to come to his hotel that night. And she proceeded to eat his ass for the entirety of the night.
Great.
She said she was down there for 8 hours, but I thought that was a stretch.
It is.
Call it 3 hours, but man loves getting his ass munched.
All right. Even 3 hours. I mean, that's Oppenheimer.
8 hours is crazy. You deserve a smoke break at least one point in there.
Yeah. 8 hours, buddy.
I mean, it feels good, but after 8 hours, like, I'd be bored.
After 20 minutes? It's like, it's, you know, it feels really good, but like eight, first of all, 8 hours, no.
He's ordering
three
like
hours,
Postmates.
No.
You want anything? Oh, like, you already eaten?
I will say this. I call lie.
Why? I mean, he.
What?
Now, do you call lie on our man sending it in or on the woman that told him this?
The lady.
Because I had the same thought. I was like, this is a pretty bold, wild claim. I looked at our DM history. This is not someone that's sending us a message every week with something wild. They've only DM'd us a few times in the whole 5 years that they've been listening to the show.
Wow.
I would love to know the specifics. Was she just like riffing? Like, oh my God, I was down there for like 8 hours. Or was she like, I was down there for legit 8 hours. I counted.
Yeah.
Her tongue must be tired.
Everything.
I mean, she got E. coli.
She's dead.
There is one more detail that makes it seem way more fishy. She says,
can I ask you a question? What does it seems fishy? What does that mean? Where the fuck did that come from? The docs? Oh, no, don't do that. It seems fishy? Like, these sayings are so stupid. Sorry. What seems fishy, Gabe?
we'll find out afterwards. But okay. She said, he wrapped his latest album before it was released while she was going down on him.
No.
He finished? Like, he hit send while he's...
No. He, while she was eating his ass, was just rapping bars from the last album.
That's how you know you're good at eating ass. When he's just spitting, nothing was the same up there.
But also, like, maybe he couldn't finish the song, and that's how he gets lyrics. By a girl eating his ass. And he's like, and then it comes out. Like, it's like his creative process.
Drake is so goddamn good.
Was that his cock? Do you know? Does anyone know? Can someone that knows,
I don't know,
fucking DM him? Because what a Johnson that guy has on him.
I mean, he's so rich. Somebody could CGI it, that to be real, you know?
Yeah, if that was me, I'd add
that. I would do that, and then I would leak it myself.
Oh, darn it.
Oops, yeah, but airdropped it to all of SoFi Stadium.
But if you don't have that, you can't have that leak.
No.
Then every lady is going into the...
No, that's why I don't think he tried to get it taken down. He's like, all right, it's good PR.
If that's him, though. If it's not him.
Who else would it be? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. He never confirmed or denied it.
There have been rumors going around about strippers saying Drake likes his ass eaten for the whole time.
Who doesn't?
Dude, join the fucking team. He wears too many sweaters and paints his nails too much to not get his ass eaten.
Yeah.
Look what the fuck I'm wearing. I got my ass eaten 2 nights ago. Dude, it's so funny, that clip.
This is your new thing.
What about it? Why do you think nothing. I'm sitting like this? Dude, that clip on Instagram did like 2 something mil. So many random people in my life I haven't talked to in a while have sent it to me, be like, LOL, bro. You're my uncle.
You did it to me when I was a kid.
Hey, listen, for Valentine's Day, if you got a man, eat his ass. Eat his ass. Yeah. Not 8 hours, maybe 8 seconds, maybe 8 minutes. Just he'll like, make a noise you've never heard before.
Yeah, just 2 or 3 minutes and jerk him off while you do it. He'll fucking enjoy, like, he'll really, really like it, man. He'll really like it. And girl and doggy eating.
What?
Real quick, and I want to sign off on this.
Or do we save it for Patreon?
We'll can save it for Patreon. It's not, we'll save it for Patreon.
Give a little hint.
For Patreon. Three words.
Look at Jack edging over there.
Something that I used to not be into at all.
Women?
Yep. Wait. We continue. No, something I used to be not be into at all and used to just like, it used to be so just average and maybe even below average to me is now, I mean, I think it's not my thing.
I have my estimated guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My hypothesis, as they say in seventh grade. We'll see you on Patreon.
What's the scientific method? We'll find it on Patreon. Guys, thank you so much. That's the podcast, man.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah, I hope you guys have a lovely, lovely 14th. Go see Mr. Wallace and Mr. Blossom on tour. We have Patreon. 4 extra episodes drops every mother freaking Friday ad-free on SifSox Plus and on Patreon. So go get that if you don't have it. And till next Monday, or nope, Jesus, till next Wednesday, we love you guys. I got a big old dick.